99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Alabama, where two more fertility clinics have paused in vitro fertilization treatments after the state Supreme Court ruled this week frozen embryos have the same rights as children. State lawmakers are rushing to come up with legislation both supporting the decision and countering it. Republican Senator Tim Melson's drafted a bill that says a fertilized egg is a potential life, but won't be considered a human life until it's implanted in the uterus.
We have advanced so far in medicine that we're now storing everything from embryos to sperm to eggs for future use. And we hadn't really thought about the consequences of that. It's time and it to figure that out.
Nikki Haley, who supports the Alabama court's decision, is working hard to drum up votes in her home state ahead of tomorrow's GOP primary in South Carolina. CBS's Torian Small.
She's trying to distance herself from this party that appears to be moving closer to Donald Trump by opening a tent wider to independents and Democrats, maybe moderate Democrats.
Polls give Mr. Trump a more than 30% advantage. The Treasury Department is set to announce hundreds of new sanctions on Russia today.
The sanctions come in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, as well as Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the sanctions will hold Russia accountable for its actions and will target a range of Russia's defense operations and sources of revenue. These newest sanctions will compound some of the sanctions already in place, aimed at hampering Russia's war machine as the war against Ukraine crosses the two-year mark. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Lawmakers in Florida have passed a bill to keep kids under 16 off popular social media sites with or without parents' approval. Supporters hope it'll stand up in court because it's focused on addictive features, not on content. Deadly fallout from all of the wet weather in Northern California. Police say two children were killed when a hillside collapsed near the Shasta Dam that spans the Sacramento River north of Redding.
They ended up falling down to the river's edge for whatever reason that is. So, you know, obviously there will be a coroner's investigation that'll happen.
Former talk show host Wendy Williams has been diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia and aphasia, the same condition Bruce Willis is struggling with.
Anybody could look at her and tell this is not just alcohol. There's something more going on.
That is a clip from a Lifetime documentary that's set to air tomorrow. Williams' guardian has filed a lawsuit to try to stop it. S&P futures are up 1, Dow futures ahead 17. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribe speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavenders with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Gary Sanchez joins the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former Yankee Gary Sanchez has arrived nearly 3 weeks after it was first reported he'd been signed by the Brewers. It turns out he injured his right wrist during off-season workouts, something detected during his physical. Sanchez spoke through an interpreter.
No, yeah, it was a process that was, you know, more or less long, but yeah, had a little something in the hand. But here now and with plenty of time, get to know the players, get to know the coaches, and happy to be here.
Sanchez Diaz says he should be ready to play catcher and DH in a couple of weeks. NBA, Bucks against the Timberwolves tonight in Minneapolis. No Chris Middleton, still out with an ankle injury. NFL, the Packers introduced their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. I asked Matt LaFleur what he wants to see from the defense after dismissing Joe Barry.
I want us to be fast and physical and attack the ball and be able to go out there and generate takeaways.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy and a lot cooler today with a few off and on flurries or even a snow shower or two possible throughout the day. Our high 35, the wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight partly cloudy, 18. Tomorrow sunny, 35. We're going to bounce back Sunday, sunshine 50. We're talking sunshine mid-50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 39.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I get a little tired of products that can't think of, you know, like one word for their name. So what they do is put a whole sentence in their name. I'll give you an example, like I can't believe it's not butter. You know, or like, gee, your hair smells terrific, you know, like, isn't that a bad trend? Because if everything was like that, it would be like, new from the makers of ramen noodles. It's help. I can't afford dinner. It's really different.
Him in April 22nd, 2008. Not a young man. Wasn't that old at all. Very talented, though, right?
Well, I tried to make you give in one night at the drive-in. You said, oh, no, baby.
Hit 608 at WRGN. Good morning, I'm Don Rosen. Yes, I have a cold. I got it for Valentine's Day this year. My wife said, I'm going to give you the gift that keeps on giving. Got the cold. She swears I didn't get it from her, but I did. But we have no guests in the studio today, so that's good. So nobody's going to get it from me. Although we sit far enough away anyway. So. All right. We got tickets to give away today to Gabriel Iglesias coming to the Wisconsin State Fair Thursday. August 1st, you know, tickets go on sale this morning for that show at 10 a.m. However, you can win a pair of tickets. We're giving away a couple of pairs this morning right here at WRJN. Coming up later on, too, we're going to find out what's new with the movies this weekend with Brett Hoffman. Going to check sports with Mike Clemens. So it's all right here at WRJN, right? It's It's 6:09 at WRGN. We talked about Valentine's Day, what I got this year, the cold. However, Travis Kelce spent $16,000 on his sweetie, Taylor Swift, for Valentine's Day. Got her a whole bunch of stuff, including $7,000 in roses. How many would that be? That's a lot of roses. He also touched down in Australia the other day to join her on tour. So I guess that's part of the Valentine's Day gift, huh? Well, that guy's having a year, huh? Super Bowl win. He's dating Taylor Swift, who obviously is in love with him, from the kisses I see planted on him. Showbiz news. Jimmy Kimmel might be saying goodbye to late-night TV. He says, I still have a little more than 2 years left on my contract. And he says, that seems pretty good. Seems like enough, though. So he might be going bye-bye. You know, these actors, really, if they have a good agent, they can make a lot of money without even doing any work. Jack Nicholson, we talked about, had in his contract that even though he was only in the first Batman movie, all the sequels from that movie he would get royalties from. And he got paid for all the sequels, and he was never in any of them. Well, this actor from the original Top Gun wants money for the sequel because there's a scene where they show a photograph. I remember the scene where he's looking back, Tom Cruise looking back and seeing Val Kilmer in the picture. But this actor was also in that photograph, so he wants money. You know anybody named Ryan? I was trying to think when I put this together. I don't think I know anybody personally named Ryan. But if you do, tell him to attend Ryan's Rodeo. The Ryan Rodeo meetup is in Austin, Texas tomorrow. They're trying to break the world record for the largest gathering of people with the first name of Ryan. A Pennsylvania truck driver arrested last Friday. We're having Sergeant Christy Wilcox is going to be here from the Racine Police Department on Monday. I got to ask her if she ever saw anything like this. This woman was arrested because she had 649 outstanding warrants for her arrest. 649 warrants. 322 felonies, 327 misdemeanors, mostly theft-related, but still, I never heard of that before. 649 warrants. Wow. I got to ask the sergeant if she ever heard of something like that before. Woman claims her 8-year-old daughter and her husband were poisoned by an Easy Bake Oven. Not because they ate that food that's probably been sitting in the box since 1963, but because she says the oven created some sort of toxic fume that put him in the hospital. She claims it was serious, but they'll be okay. What do you get paid? Every week? Every other week? Every month? Once a month? All right. 3/4 of all U.S. workers say they want to get paid every day. A paycheck every day, which would be expensive, by the way, to print paychecks every day. It also would do one other thing. You'd realize how little money you make if you get paid by the day. And that's not too good. Why would you want to get paid by the day? But that's a lot of people. 75% of all U.S. workers want to get paid daily. I don't think so. Not me. In fast food news, KFC is adding a new menu item next Monday called Chitza. C-H-I, like pizza, except with a C-H-I on there. It's fried chicken pizza. $9.99. Boy, they're trying everything to get you in there, huh? Odd but true. The first Bitcoin purchase was on May 22nd, 2010. A developer bought two pizzas, speaking about pizzas, for 10,000 Bitcoins. Today, that's worth about $360 million. That's what he paid for those two pizzas. Every single person has face mites living on their face right now. Oh, my goodness. They're microscopic. They're currently swimming around in the oil in your pores. Eww, get them off. I don't want that. You know, I hate when I read those things because it makes me itchy. Which I wasn't itchy 2 minutes ago. Now I'm itchy all of a sudden. Holding your breath is free, so this is definitely more expensive. But if it does work, it might be worth the extra money here. There's finally a cure for hiccups. Hiccups. A special straw called Hickaway came out last year, and now a study has found it works 92% of the time. You can get one on Amazon for $15, or you can hold your breath for a few minutes, a few seconds, and see if that helps. Someone asked people to name the weirdest food their family used to make and didn't realize it was gross until years later. For example, one woman's dad used to mix cold peas, mayo, and sugar as a side dish. Oof. Someone's parents would put leftover pot roast in a food processor, mix it with Miracle Whip and relish, and eat it on a bread called beef salad. Oof.
You know, you probably eat all those things separately, and there's no problem. So when you mix them together, my father used to tell me to eat certain foods. You know, you're not getting up to eat to finish those foods. I said, Dad, would you eat if I mixed it together? Because he said he likes ketchup and mustard. I would never touch mustard in my entire life. I still haven't. And my wife took me to the mustard museum a few years ago. I wouldn't sample anything. I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't even touch the jars. So I said to my father, if I mix ketchup and mustard together, would you drink it? He didn't answer me, but the look on his face like, stop asking stupid questions and eat that food. That's what the look said. He never answered me. Never got an answer out of that question. A woman was on a bridge threatening to jump. No one could talk her down. Then firefighters showed up with a comfort dog, a 3-year-old Labradoodle named Digby. As soon as she saw Digby, she smiled, asked if she could pet him if she got down, then did. So basically, Digby saved her life by just being there. I'm telling you, dogs have a special thing about them. A lot of people don't realize that dog owners, I've had dogs all my life. They have a special power over you. I know that. Yeah. I'm hearing that thing about Wendy Williams. That's really heartbreaking, huh? She's got that Graves' disease. That's where your eyes bulge. And I always knew she had bulgy eyes, but I didn't know what it was from. It's Graves' disease. You get that eyeballs are popping out of your head. And now she's got a conservatorship. She's got that same dementia, former dementia. I don't know the name of it, but it's a form of it that Bruce Willis has. And it's serious stuff where her memory is just going. I remember when she was on her show, and they showed it on the news. She fell down. She was dressed as the Statue of Liberty, and she just collapsed on stage. And that was the beginning of all this, where she just, her health went sideways. Now, she was addicted to alcohol and you know, drugs. And it played havoc with her. You know, Wendy Williams, I liked her show. Yeah, they had to cancel it. They had fill in host for a while, but eventually they just had to cancel the show. All right, this year's Wisconsin State Fair is going to be a bit fluffy. Comedy superstar Gabriel Iglesias hits the main stage on Thursday, August 1st. Get ready for a night of nonstop gut-busting laughter you won't want to miss. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. Now, you can buy them this morning at 10 a.m., or you can call right now and win a pair. All right? The phone number to call is 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. The phone lines are now open. There you go. Hit the button. Now they're working. 262-634-9756. If you want a pair of tickets, then go see Gabriel Iglesias on the main stage Thursday, August 1st at the Wisconsin State Fair. Doesn't it feel good to be talking about the State Fair? It's like summer's here. We don't have to deal with winter. Winter's over. We're talking about the State Fair. All right, 262-634-9756. And you'll get a pair of tickets to go see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair on Thursday, August 1st on the main stage. Love the State Fair. We used to broadcast from there for 11 days at the State Fair. That was brutal. Going out, because we had to sit there from 7 a.m. until, 9 a.m. until 11 p.m. We had to sit there. And it was brutal. But it was fun, too. Hey, what's your first name?
Margie.
Okay, Margie. Excuse me, Margie. Margie, you want to go see Gabriel Iglesias at the State Fair?
Sure.
You got a friend to go with you?
I do.
Okay. Hold on a second, Margie. We're going to get you tickets to Gabriel Iglesias at the State Fair. Hold on, Margie. Don't go anywhere. All right. There you go. We got our first winner this morning. We'll give away another pair later on. It's 619 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, continuing its run this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
At WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. Hey, always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or in the home of a family member, in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Again, congratulations to Margie. We'll have another winner coming up a little later on this morning, right here at WRJN, Hometown Radio, Refresh. And next week, we have tickets to give away to the Racine Theatre Guild's production Now and Then. So you can win tickets to that, too. We have a lot of stuff to give away. We have something else we're doing, too, a major thing I'm going to tell you about on Monday. Major, major thing to raise money. So we'll talk about that on Monday. I'll get that all straightened out for you. 622 with WRJN. Don't forget, coming up this morning, a little over an hour from now, we're going to tell you what's new at the movies with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. And then we're going to chat with Mike Clemens. He's going to talk about sports and what's going on with the Brewers. We have the Bucks playing tonight. They're going to be at Minnesota to play the Timberwolves at 6:30 p.m. in the NBA. Then on Saturday, tomorrow, we begin our Brewers season. They're out in Arizona with the Exhibition League underway, and the Brewers will play the Padres tomorrow at 2 p.m. First Brewers game we're having here on WRJN. Spring training, it's here, and Mike's going to give us a preview of that coming up in just a few moments, all right? All right, see what else I got for you this morning here on this, what is today? Today's Friday. Look at that. You get a cold, you take all this cold medicine, all of a sudden all the days start swimming in your head. All of a sudden. All right, the news you've been waiting for. A new study found you might want to start eating chocolate for breakfast, huh? Isn't that what we've been waiting for? And I don't mean Cocoa Puffs. I mean real chocolate. And not a tiny bit either. You have to eat about 100 grams of milk chocolate within 1 hour of waking up, which is more than two full-sized Hershey bars. And even though it upped their calorie intake, the people in the study didn't gain any weight. It just boosted their metabolism. Ooh, I would like waking up to eating two Hershey bars in the morning. That wouldn't be bad. Probably get a headache from all that chocolate. But a man said he found a clever way to do his job in a fraction of the time, to the point where he was only working 2 hours a day, and he spent the rest of the time looking at memes. He told his girlfriend, who worked at the same company, this whole story. Then they broke up, and she immediately went to the boss and ratted him out. That's the problem with telling people stuff. When they get mad at you, they rat you out. So keep it to yourself. You know, I watch enough Datelines in 2020s to know that what happens is a lot, these guys who say, I didn't do it, they get thrown in jail waiting for their trial. And while they're waiting for their trial, they're blabbing to all their cellmates how they pulled off this crime. And then the cellmates, in order to get favorable treatment in the jail or the prison, go out and rat them out and then appear on the witness stand saying, yeah, he told me blah, 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 blah. They just can't keep, people can't keep their mouths shut. If they can keep their mouths shut, they wouldn't get in trouble. What's the old saying? If the fish would have kept his mouth shut, he wouldn't have gotten caught. You know, and that's true. If the fish would have kept his mouth shut, he wouldn't have gotten caught. So there's a lot of truth in that. According to this poll, 8% of parents regret having children, at least a little bit. And for people with three or more kids, jumps to 19%. 53% say they don't regret having kids at all. 5% don't know. 3% said they prefer to keep themselves quiet on that situation. See, they're learning. Keep your mouth shut. You know, it's going to come back and haunt you. When we go to church, there's this couple who has five daughters. So I said to this guy, the father, and I said, you have six women in the house. I said, how's that feel? He said, it's get busy, especially around the bathroom. You know, everybody, all the girls want the bathroom. Could you imagine having six women in the house? He's the only guy. Now, my mother had three men, my father, my brother, and I in the house, and she was the only woman. I always wondered how that felt. I mean, you know, you had no women to talk to. Then my brother had four boys, and I had a girl. So my mother went out and started buying her dresses and everything, which she never really wore. But she felt good about dressing her up in a dress. But she used to buy the expensive stuff from Bloomingdale's in New York. And those dresses aren't cheap at Bloomingdale's, let me tell you. So she never wore them. We had a rummage sale once, and we were selling the dresses. And my wife put a price tag on there of $5 for dress. And these were $60, $70 dresses from Bloomingdale's. And a woman said, I'll give you a dollar for it. Just out of principle, she said, no, it's $5. This is a Bloomingdale's dress from Bloomingdale's in New York City. And the woman went up, I'm not going to buy it for $5. It was a brand new dress. That tag's still on it. All right. Four real reasons that men are afraid to get married. This isn't a reason not to get married. This is why they're afraid to get married. Guys constantly hear jokes about how horrible married life is. And that's not true. It happens to be wonderful. Weddings have become ridiculously expensive, but you don't have to do an expensive wedding. The thought of divorce is terrifying. Well, find the right partner, treat each other nice, and have a good life together. And a loss of power. Well, that's true. That one happens to be true. You do lose power when you get married. I should play that one we played the other day. Maybe I'll play it. About the guy who... He said, the only thing he doesn't like about getting married is there's someone in your face 24 hours a day. I'll play that one again in a few minutes. That one is good. I like that. It's 628 at WRJN Radio. Looking for a chance of snow showers today. Again, it's hard to believe since we had, like, we were in the 50s yesterday. A chance of snow showers today with temperatures falling to around 30 this afternoon. Chance of snow showers, lows around 20 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, highs near 35, and it gets better. Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 50 degrees. Did I hear our weather guy, meteorologist, say it's going to be in the 55-degree range on Monday? Oh, that's nice, huh? I like that. Hey, we got another pair of tickets to give away coming up today to Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair. Gave away one pair this morning, another pair coming your way right here at WRJN Radio. Don't forget the Bucks tonight. They'll take on the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 6:30 p.m. The Brewers open up their exhibition season against the Padres Saturday, 2 p.m. right here on WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. Stay where you are.
Talk. Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN, The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The 24 major dairy-producing states saw a milk decrease of about 1% in January. And that follows a global trend. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverAg, says that if you take a look at dairy production around the world, you'll find more countries than not stepping back on milk production.
We actually just got new data overnight here from New Zealand. Their milk production is down a little bit as well. And the one we're watching really carefully is the European Union. In Europe, they have really strong environmental restrictions coming into play, really restricting some dairy producers' livelihood. The producers are starting to push back on those a little bit, and seems like there might be a little relief. That's, again, a story that continues to play out. But, for instance, in a place like Ireland, we saw milk production down almost 30% in December.
Katie Burgess, she's a broker analyst with EverAg. She says, while global milk production may be slipping, she said consumption remains firm and robust in some areas of the world. And she also reminds Wisconsin dairy producers, remember, the United States is really the only place in the world where milk production is allowed to grow.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau's grassroots policy really truly is a bottom-up process. This is truly started at the bottom by the members, for the members. It really does work its way up the chain because this is the core foundation of Farm Bureau. We truly are all-encompassing, and that's why I really believe in the Farm Bureau mission.
WFBF.com.
We are the voice of agriculture.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained a quarter of a cent to 161. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and a half, down to $1.50. The AA butter was 3¾ cents higher on Thursday to 281¼ per pound. This morning, December corn is up 2½ at 456. We've got November soybeans up 8½ at 1143. July wheat up 6 right now at 586. Class 3 fluid milk for March is up 13 cents at 1726. And April's up 16 cents right now, 1782 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. More news available anytime, day or night, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is going to be cloudy and a lot cooler today with a few off and on flurries or even a snow shower or two possible throughout the day. Our high 35, the wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight partly cloudy, 18. Tomorrow sunny, 35. We're going to bounce back Sunday, sunshine 50. We're talking sunshine mid-50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go, go.
Is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I like space stuff, man. They always say we're looking for intelligent life on other planets. That kills me. They have that qualifying condition on there. We're looking for intelligent life. Like, finding any life anywhere wouldn't freak us out totally. We're looking for the more intelligent type. It's like we have found people on Neptune, but we're from Earth. We're looking for intelligent life. Two plus two is chicken! That's a negative, Houston. Good luck with your hopes and dreams.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
too early. Whitney Houston.
We'll always love you.
I was at RCA Studio B once in I think it was in Nashville. Yeah, I think it was Nashville. Or was it Memphis or Nashville? I think it was Nashville. I was at RCA Studio B, and that's where a lot of the big recordings from Elvis took place, and Dolly Parton. And they gave us the backstory on this song. When Dolly Parton first got started in her career, she was on the Porter Wagoner Show. He was a country singer, and he had this syndicated show, the Porter Wagoner Show, and Dolly was just getting her start in the career. And she became a big star based on that show. People wanted more of Dolly, and she had to leave the show. She had to say goodbye to Porter Wagoner, and she was a big draw for that show. And she wrote this song for him. Said, even though I'm leaving the show, I will always love you. And that's where the song came from.
This, I wish you love. And I will always love you.
So she wrote that song, gave it to Porter Wagoner as a goodbye gift for the year she was on his show. And what a song, huh? Dolly is one of the greatest talents. What a nice person, too. I mean, you see all this thing she does for people who are in need of help. She is a great human being, Dolly Parton. Just seems like a nice woman, too. Just seems like a nice person. Wasn't this used in The Bodyguard? The Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston movie, The Bodyguard? I don't think I ever saw that movie. I gotta pull that out and rent it. Well, now you know the backstory on this song. A lot of songs have a backstory to them. This is one of them.
6:39 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station. Good morning, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here this morning. And every morning, hope you make it a habit. Next week, got a whole great lineup of people coming in here next week. We've got, let's see, always prepared. Oh, Beth Heindorn is going to be here from the Racine Zoo. She's got some big productions coming up there at the zoo she wants to tell you about on Monday. We're going to do another one of our series in our historical markers at WRJN. Paul Kern, former morning guy here at WRJN, will be joining me Tuesday morning. Melissa Caprillion will be here. She's on the county board, also an alder person, or an alder, and she'll be in studio to give us an update. Melissa Douglas, I'll take that back. Melissa Donaldson from the Racine Public Library will be here on Thursday. And we have a special guest coming in on Friday. I didn't lock it up yet, so I don't want to tell you who it is. I will tell you, though, on Monday, because I'll have it locked up this afternoon. So that's what's coming up next week here at WRJN in the morning. You know, the average person unlocks their cell phone 80 times a day. I think it's more than that. The average is out to about once every 11 minutes. That's about right. Now, while we're dumping crazy phone obsession stats at you, another survey found the average kid today will spend 6 years looking at their cell phone or tablet screen before they turn the age of 18. That's one-third of their life. Think about that for a second. And then, if you're a parent, do something about it. You know, they shouldn't be staring at their cell phone screen. I watch all these cop shows on TV, and whenever they come to a group of kids, they're always on their cell phone. They carry it like it's a life support object. Like if they let it go, the oxygen to their body will stop getting in. So they carry their cell phones around with them. I mean, I do. I put it in my pocket, but I don't hold it in my hand when I'm walking around the streets and everything. It was supposed to be a movie. I got this from 2020. I took this story. There was supposed to be a movie based on Three's Company in the works. It will be set in the 70s, just like the TV show that ran from 1977 to 1984. It never came around, but I dug that up. I was looking through my old papers, and they said there was supposed to be a Three's Company movie coming out. And as far as I know, it never came out. All right, how about some fun facts this morning? Elvis never performed outside North America or other concerts, except for the concerts in Canada in 1957 he did. He never performed outside the U.S. Now, I found out, I think, why. My wife told me. She's a big Elvis fan. And I think it was the fact, and we found this out in one of the Elvis movies, the one with Tom Hanks. Colonel Tom Parker couldn't get a passport for some nefarious reason, something he once did. And he couldn't get a passport, so he didn't want Elvis going to other countries without him. So he never scheduled a concert outside America except for Canada. And at the time, you didn't need a passport to get into Canada. So that's why he did the Canadian ones. But because Colonel Tom Parker couldn't get a passport, Elvis was not allowed to perform outside the country. Ellen Burstyn received an Emmy nomination in 2006 for a Best Supporting Actress role she had in the HBO miniseries Mrs. Harris. She was only on screen for 14 seconds and had two lines. She lost, but the Emmys then added a new rule the following year. Anyone who was nominated for Supporting Actor or Actress had to be on screen for at least 5% of the time. 14 seconds, two lines, you're nominated for an Emmy. Now, I could do that. A lot of talk about Barbie recently because the picture was nominated for Best Picture of the Year. And that Barbie movie made a ton of money with Margot Robbie as Barbie. Barbie had more than 80 different jobs, did you know that? Including astronaut, doctor, rapper, Canadian Mountie, disc jockey. No, she wasn't a DJ. But maybe she could have been a DJ. I don't think she was ever an actress, was she? No, she was of the jobs that actually mean something. Astronaut, doctor, Canadian Mountie, and rapper. All those jobs. Very important. The big joke about New Year's resolutions, I should say, is that they never succeed, or at least they succeed until about January 13th. Maybe people are better at keeping resolutions than we thought, because 57% of people who made New Year's resolutions this year to lose weight say they have succeeded. 36% of people who resolved to quit smoking say so far so good. So maybe those New Year's resolutions do work after all. Just about everyone has gotten a parking ticket or a speeding ticket at some time. So Men's Health talked to experts and came up with a guide to help you get out of your next ticket. Sergeant Wilcox, when is she coming in? I didn't mention her name, did I? I thought she was coming in next week. Oh, Oh, I do have her coming in Monday. All right, she will be here Monday. Sergeant Wilcox will be here Monday. I think so. I got to double check that. Anyway, when she comes in here, I want to talk to her about this as well. Okay, so here's a guide to getting out of your next ticket. If you get pulled over for speeding, do not cry your way out of it. If you're a guy, you obviously shouldn't even attempt it. If you're a woman, don't do it unless you're sure you can pull it off. Because sometimes crying works, but most of the time, the cop knows you're just trying to manipulate him. And if that's the case, you'll definitely get the ticket. And if you were speeding, come clean, own it, admit it. Cops hear the same excuses all the time, and they're really good at spotting a liar. So if you were speeding, just fess up. They hear you so many lies, they're actually refreshed. They say it's actually refreshing when somebody's honest with them. And they might let you off with a warning if you come clean and you're honest. So that's it. Just fess up to it. Again, I got to ask Sergeant Wilcox if that works. Because if crying works, I mean, if I ever get stopped, I'll cry. I can cry on contact. Cracked.com came up with a list of things you'll find at a cool office, like the offices of YouTube or Google. Probably not at your office, though. Scooters and skateboards. Getting around the office on wheels is an option if you work at Pixar, Google, Facebook, PopCap Games, or the website Mashable.com. Some offices even have skateboard ramps for you to get around. Foosball's tables. Okay, foosball. You like foosball? The offices of Google, Apple, Pixar, and Groupon all have them. Ping pong tables and pool tables are also popular at Groupon, Google, Twitter, Skype, Dig, Mozilla, and basically every other tech company in the world. And how about this? Slides. YouTube has one. So if you do, Red Bull, Epic Games, and Google all have slides. What do you mean, like you slide on to the next office? You get on, like, instead of walking down the steps, you slide on the steps? I went to go see my brother yesterday. I forgot he had an elevator. I walked up three flights. And when I got to the top flight, I said, oh, there's an elevator. But the stairs were there first. So I just used this. I got to the top. I forgot he had an elevator in the building. According to the survey, here are the top five things. It would have been nice if he had a slide. I could have just, you know, slid there. The top five things people would do if they were independently wealthy. And you know what? The number one thing I would do is not on the list here. Here's what they had. Travel the world, retire early, spend it on their family, buy their dream house, start their own business. But donate money to some cause that can really need it. I mean, I'm big on, these are the charities I support. Every 3 months I give cash to these charities. Anything with animals that is real, that's a real charity. I check it out at charitynavigator.com. If you're an honest charity, I'll donate money to you if you're an animal charity. And I donate to cats, farm animals, dogs, you name it. Boys Town in Nebraska, I donate to them because I was out there and I saw what they do. And they really do a good job. And most of the money you donate goes right to what it's supposed to go to. And the other one is two disabled charities for disabled veterans. I give to those as well. So, you know, you pick your charities and I have like 12 or 14 of them. But donate money if you can. I found out my nephew, and I didn't know this about him, he used to donate time to work at a homeless shelter. I didn't know that. He never mentioned it. It was like one of those things. He just did and didn't talk about it. So if you can donate your time or donate money, that's not a bad thing to do. Yeah, I found that out yesterday. My sister-in-law told me. And he said, yeah, he used to donate time to homeless shelters. And what he did was, in the soup kitchen, he used to schlep all the stuff up the stairs and do all the heavy work. And I said, well, that's great. He never talked about it. It's one of those things. You know, the people who don't talk about it do the most. So kudos to Adam for doing that. He's a great kid. Great kid. All right, coming up, we've got some more tickets to give away in the next hour to, I think we have one more pair. I'm trying to think here. Gabriel Iglesias, very funny man, coming to the main stage at the State Fair. Thursday, August 1st, tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning, but you can get free tickets in the next hour right here at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Chance of snow showers today, you believe that? Temperatures falling to around 30. Chance of snow showers tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 35 and partly sunny, highs near 50 on Sunday. The Bucks will be in Minnesota to play the Timberwolves tonight, 6:30 p.m. The Brewers, that's right, the Brewers against the Padres out in Arizona, Saturday, 2 p.m. tomorrow, right here, WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us here this morning on this Friday. Weekend's coming around. I like weekends more and more. I get to sleep late. You know, you think you would sleep late on a weekend? People like me get up at like 4, 4:30. I don't. I still get up at 4, 4:30 on Saturday and Sunday in a panic saying, oh, what day is it? Thinking I'm late for something. No. Hey, Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. All right. Quick question for you here. Do you check your social media to make sure there's nothing wrong on there? Anything embarrassing? Remember, don't put anything out there you wouldn't want anybody to see, including your future boss. 43% of employers now check social media before hiring someone. The things most likely to cost you your job: inappropriate photos, posts about drinking or drugs, negative comments about your former boss, in other words, trashing people. Anything that shows you lied on your resume, you put on there, hey, those idiots actually believed I worked it. You know, you don't put that on there. And anything that shows you've lied to get a sick day. Yeah, how about this? Hey, I'm at the casino today. I told that jerk I was sick. People post all that stuff on there. And then they get caught. They never learn. Our pets damage 8 million electronic devices a year and cost us more than $1 billion. Two-thirds of the damage comes from pets chewing on them. One in five people have dropped an electronic device while dealing with a pet, and one in six devices were ruined when an animal got sick on it or did their business on it. Why are you leaving it on the? Are you leaving your electronic device laying on the floor where your pet can do some, or in the backyard where your pet does his business on it? And why would you leave it where somewhere where the animal can get it? I assume we're talking about dogs here. I don't know if cats chew, you know, tell cell phones and electronic devices. Why would you leave it where your dog can get it? People do it, I guess. Nothing surprises me anymore. All right, let's see what else we got for you here on this Friday morning. Hot air balloon rides into outer space are about to become a real thing. The price tag, somewhat accessible. If you take a second mortgage out on your house, you can afford this. A company called Space Perspective is taking reservations now with the first balloon ride set for this year. Up to 8 people can go at one time. Each trip lasts 6 hours, and one ticket costs $125,000. Although it really, you know, won't get you into outer space. You won't experience weightlessness or anything like that. You're in a hot air balloon. You'll be floating away. But it gets you, I guess, right to the edge of outer space in a hot air balloon. I wonder if it's like, are you enclosed in that basket or not? How about this? We landed on the moon yesterday again. First time in, what, since 1969? Around there? Well, that was the first time we landed on the moon. First time in about 50 years. We're back on the moon again. They landed a, no person in there, but they landed a ship on the moon, a spaceship, whatever it was. And they had trouble with it first, and now it's supposedly working. They're going to get a lot of information. It's on the south pole of the moon where they say there's water and stuff. So we'll find out because there's a mission. I would say a manned mission, but the in-person mission. Coming up, I think, in a year or so, we're going to send another person to the moon. And we're going to declare it ours. I think we're the only country on the planet that's ever sent a human being to the moon. So isn't it ours? Do we, like, proclaim it? How does that work? All right. Is it possible the pandemic we had took years off your life, even if you never got COVID? According to this poll, most Americans say yes. 55% think that dealing with all the stress of the pandemic we had and sitting on their couch so much made them age faster than they would have had. 46% say they've had more aches and pains because of laying around during COVID. At least if you didn't get COVID, you know, a lot of people lost their lives during that. 59% of people say they get scam emails, texts, and calls daily. Oh, yes. Another 22% say it happens weekly. 2% aren't really lucky. They claim they only get a scam message once a year. Just under half of the people polled know someone who lost their money in a scam, including 16% who say it happened to them. I get scam emails every single day. I get about 20, 30 of them a day. It goes right to the junk mail, and I just don't open it. But still, I get a lot. I get calls all the time. It says spam risk on my phone. And what I do is I wait. If there's a phone message, then I know it's a legitimate call. I can listen to the message. If not, I just, you know, block it forever and ever from my phone. Only one time I got a spam risk. It was Pat Schwaba from the show we have here at night on WRJN. I was supposed to be on his show, and they called Pete Schwaba, not Pat Schwaba, Pete Schwaba. He called me, his producer, and it came up as spam risk from Green Bay. So I kind of suspected it was him. And it was the night I was supposed to be on the Pete Schwaba show, so I figured, well, that's got to be it. But it came up as a spam risk, which was interesting. 6:58 at WRJN. Coming up in the next hour, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair. Tickets go on sale today. He's going to be on the main stage Thursday, August 1st. We're talking August already, huh? Wow. Also, we are going to talk to Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, get the lowdown on the new movies coming out. And we'll talk to Mike Clemens. We've got the first Brewers game coming up this weekend tomorrow. They'll be playing the Padres out in Arizona Saturday, 2 p.m. First time we've got the Brewers and WRJN, so get ready. 162 games right here at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
talk and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.